Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 189.
The live broadcast. Live broadcast is taking forever. But hey, first set up, first time trying it and everything.
So. That's right.
So Maynard, what's going on?
What's going on? Well, let me see. Well, okay, why are we doing this right now if you guys are listening to this? Wayne, we're going to ignore you for a while, okay? We're doing this at the... Where are we? We're here at the Race House. We're doing this recording. We're doing this live broadcast right now for testing for, you know, for TBRU on March 22nd, Saturday. We're going to be there on March 20th. On Thursday and hang out there and meet some friends, and on the at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday we'll be recording from the Vendor Mall. So are you guys gonna be there too?
Yeah,
you're gonna be there. You have to be there.
Hello?
On Saturday?
Yes.
We'll be there. Oh, okay.
Saturday, so. Well, actually I requested that Friday off, so we'll probably go up there Thursday night, so that's the plan.
So, oh, yeah. So right now, we're staring at the screen.
I should,
yeah. Look at the camera. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so...
And it's hard to look at the camera because we got a light blaring at us, so I need to find a filter to put on that. So
let's show socks. Didn't you notice that in porn,
yeah,
especially in bear porn, they have socks on all the time?
Well, most porn have socks on. That's just...
No.
Yes, they do. Most porn has socks on because... People either have really ugly feet, or they're running around in a studio that's just nasty or something. So,
is this recording? I guess it is. It should be.
Does it say it's recording?
It should be. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
All right. I'm just testing. Let's move it around. Yeah, we're using a recorder. We're not set up with the whole thing.
So shebang. We're working on it. We're working out the bugs. So yeah. I'll get to sacrifice and suffer with her. So.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just play. All right. We paused for a second. Just. We wanted to make sure that everything's recording fine. Okay. All right, weekend updates.
Well, you start off. You went out of town this weekend. So.
Okay, what did we do? Friday, I left a little early from work because I had to do the. I had to go to New Orleans and meet up with Mike. Of course, I always drive to New Orleans, and I always go to... Mike comes over from time to time, and I go to New Orleans from time to time, and... This time it's my turn to go there, and we have a big weekend that we planned. So Friday, I did arrive there around very late, around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning already on Saturday. And then in the morning when we got up, we went to we went to the casino.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we went to the casino. Okay, Mike's got this luck that he's got that he just put in $20. Into the one of the slot machines. 30 seconds later, he won $140. So, I should hang out with him more. Yeah. Whenever we go to...
Well, if he wins the money, it's not like he's going to give it to you.
Well, yeah. Well, he bought our lunch and the stuff that we're going to pay for the whole day. So.
Oh, okay.
So, Harris. Well, thank you, Harris, for supporting our weekend.
Maybe he needs to go hit the $1 million slot machine at $100,000 slot machine.
Yeah, he didn't make it that way. He didn't do that. No. Okay, so after that we went to the World War II Museum that was in the Garden District, and we went there. We saw some veterans. We saw some videos there, and it's pretty sad because there are parts there about the Philippines. There are parts there about the Japanese attack in the Philippines and attack in different Asian countries. So it kind of brought back memories for me. And it's pretty sad because there are pictures and there are people narrating, not in Filipino, but you could tell that they're Filipinos telling their story. And it's pretty sad because I remember my dad when he was young. Because the war broke when my dad was about 10 years old, 11 years old, something like that. My dad used to tell me that he used to carry my aunt to on his shoulders, and he would carry my aunt along with the whole family going to the mountains to hide from the to hide from the Japanese back then. So, as, yeah, so it's really sad just watching all the videos and also the pictures and all the stories, not only from Asia, but there are also stories from people from Germany and videos from, they also showed some videos from Normandy and Iwo Jima. So it was really sad. Anyway, so that's the sad part. Okay, so after that, what do? Oh, we watched basketball. Uh-huh. We did something butch. We watched...
Women's basketball.
Women's basketball.
Very butch.
Very butch. Women's basketball and men's basketball, but we only did the halftime on men's basketball because it was getting late. And I have to drive back today for our softball practice, so I have to drive all the way back to Houston.
So you drove Friday night?
Yeah, drove Friday night. Drove to New Orleans Friday night, and then drove this morning, early this morning, around 6:30. I left New Orleans about 6:30. Arrived Houston around 12:30, and then practiced. And then I saw you guys at the
Beer Bust.
Beer Bust.
Yes.
Yeah.
Had a very good turnout for the Beer Bust today.
How many people did we have?
I don't know. I didn't really keep count, but I think we had about 30 there. So it's about the same that we had for the Super Bowl. I was worried that since we didn't have like a gimmick to pull people in other than cheap beer, that we wouldn't have that many people. We had a good turnout. It turned out to be a nice day. It's been real cloudy, and I know North Houston it was raining all day, so it turned out nice down at Tony's, and we had nice cool breeze, and it was kind of cloudy, a little overcast, but it was a very nice day outside. It was.
Yeah. Well, we were playing actually during softball. It was threatening to rain. It's all cloudy. It would drizzle a little, but later on it would just dry up, and it was just like that the whole day, which is good. So I'm fine with that. What did you guys do the weekend?
Let's see. I came home Thursday night, and
from where?
From work.
Oh, from work. Okay.
And John said, "Oh, by the way, I got to go to New York on Saturday."
Just like that.
Just like that. I mean, we'd known this trip was kind of going to happen, but we were kind of hoping to plan it out. Oh, like you go up there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and I fly up either Thursday night and hang out. We play around New York, go see the sights, all that good stuff. And that didn't happen. He got drug up there Saturday afternoon. Supposed to have meetings all day today, all day Monday, all day Tuesday, and then fly back Tuesday night. Well, he called me earlier today and said, my meetings didn't happen today.
Your what?
His meetings didn't happen today. They all got canceled.
So he was there for nothing?
Pretty much for today. So.
He was there to watch a musical.
No, I'm sure he was not watching. He said he'd been out walking around and seeing the sights. So anyway, so I come home Thursday night that, and then I was like, he was getting in front of some big money people. So he said, I need a suit. Because the suit he's got, I think it's the same one he's had since college or high school or something.
He still sits in it, I guess.
He still fits in it, of course. We went and bought him a new suit, nice Calvin Klein suit. More money than I thought we should spend, but it looks very nice on him. Did all that stuff, ran, did some other errands, come back. They were going to have a suit ready Friday. So got home Friday from work.
Okay.
Lo and behold, his brand new Mac book had crapped out on him. So he'd been running around trying to get that fixed, and he had to bring it back to the house to get some information off of it to put on his old MacBook, because they weren't sure if they could fix it by Saturday afternoon. So we went back to the Galleria, dropped it off at the Mac store. They said they were going to work on it. Went and picked the altered suit up. He found him a jacket, overcoat that day to wear with a suit. And then we came home, got everything packed. I did laundry all night long, so he'd have clean, everything would be washed for him for that Saturday morning. And then Saturday we got up. Well, I got up and did errands and did what I had to do. Did some yard work, planted some marigolds, there's stuff like that. And then Saturday I put him on the plane Saturday afternoon.
Aww.
And then I rushed back to the house because we'd planned a game night with some friends over here Saturday night.
Now, this is the exciting part. Okay, I want to hear this. So, all right, how did this go?
It went very well, I think. I made homemade pizzas. So I made all this pizza dough up and was working, you know, got everything ready. Wayne came over and helped. Patrick and Jerry.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne. And Patrick.
He's watching right now.
And Patrick and Jerry come over and helped some. And, you know, we got everything ready to go. And Storm showed up, and you know he's the game master. He has all these games, so he brought this new game called Queef.
Queef.
No, it's not a queef.
Queef.
It's called Queef.
Queef. Okay.
But I think the premise is the game. It's a board that you work around, kind of like sort. You know, it's like a bit, it almost looks like Candyland, sort of. And you get to pick specific characters to be, and then there's a bunch of different types of cards, and you'd roll a die, move that many spaces, and then do it. Whatever color you landed on it, tied to a card, and you either had to act out something or answer a trivia question or write something down, or you and everybody in the group was giving something to do that had to, that you had to do all the way through the game. And I, was the whole taking a shot, was that part of the game, or was that something we made up to get out of the stuff?
I believe that you made it out.
Okay. Anyway, you have to do all this crazy stuff all the way through the game if you pull one of these cards. Like, everybody has to cheer every time somebody does a round, or the same person, every time it gets lands on a specific color, they have to get them to do this stuff. So they made a rule, I assume that it was a rule that they made up, that to get out of that, you have to take a shot. So...
It's a drinking game, too, huh?
Well, I think they kind of turned into a drinking game.
Oh,
make,
okay.
make it a little bit more interesting. So. But it was very good, and it lasted a little bit long. I was hoping we'd get to play some more games, but it lasted about... By the time everybody got here and got going, it lasted about 2 hours. So.
I see.
And I think we got going about 7:30. Yeah, it's about 7:30 when we got rolling good with the game. And I think about 9:30, 10 o'clock, everybody's kind of over it, I think. So I think Storm actually won the game.
Okay.
So, but it was a lot of fun watching everybody make fools of themselves and act crazy, and somebody had to do the chicken dance.
Oh, but
and Froy's here. He's our audience tonight.
We have an in studio audience right now.
Yeah, future guest on Chaser Show. So
yeah.
We'll get him on here for the Chaser Show.
So, maybe next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this is awesome.
So anyway, we did that, and then our buddy Wayne, the famous chaser Wayne, brought over this nice little fruity cocktail punch. It was like, here, have some. Got me blitzed on this stuff. Just wasted. Thanks a lot, Wayne. And then they took...
Good
then
job,
they drug,
Wayne.
Yeah, then they drug me out to the bars. So, and it was an interesting evening. So.
You weren't driving, were you?
Oh, no. No, no. I designated a driver. I am not easy.
Ray, it's easy. Okay, right now we're chatting with Wayne.
Wayne, yeah, he's on Instant Messenger. He was our testing guy here.
He's testing our video, so we get.
But, so that's fun. And I got home the crack of dawn this morning and got a nap, and then had to go have a friend out in spring, move some planning stuff, and then came back and picked Froy up and went to the beer bus, did that, and then we got back here and we're doing this. So.
Yep.
And so, midterms tomorrow, so yay! We're gonna get done, so I can go study.
Yeah, we're going to just do this quickly. We just wanted to see.
So that's my weekend. And next weekend.
Oh, next weekend is camping.
Right. Well, for you.
For me. What do you have in mind?
This is my idea of camping. I'm going to Universal Studios, Florida.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
And, going down there for a couple days. See Blue Man Group. I got my tickets for that. So that should be interesting. I've only seen them on TV. I haven't seen them live.
This is a planned trip for you guys, right?
Well, it's a last-minute trip since the kind of New York thing kind of fell through. I was kind of whiny about it. And John was like, well, just plan a trip. Just anywhere you want to go, just do it.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, so...
I like that.
Somebody quick, somewhere quick. So we got hotels, airfare, and everything. And just we're going to Orlando for 4 days to relax. So hopefully it will be relaxing.
So if you guys who are in Orlando, meet up with Ray.
Yeah, we'll be at Universal Studios and the Blue Man 8 o'clock show on Friday night, so come find us.
Yeah.
So, or send us an email and let us know where you're going to be.
What about Magic Kingdom?
Well, I've done Magic Kingdom before. I've never done Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. You've tried the It's a Small World, right? It's a Small World, after all.
I should knock you down.
Oh, shit, why?
That would drive it. That drives everybody crazy, so.
That drove me crazy. I went there... 98.
The only thing I hadn't seen at Walt Disney World, I think, is the Tree of Life thing, the whole zoo that they got.
I haven't seen that.
So, and I want to go to Universal Studios because they're putting in the Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Theme park. So I'm hoping they'll have a little bit more information posted up down there about it, you know, and get the preview, and then go back in a couple years when it's open and see that. But, you know, something I haven't been to Universal Studios, Florida. So there's a hotel package deal, unlimited entrances into both parks, so it's like, let's go. Let's go have a good time. So, If anyone knows any good bars to go to on Friday night or Saturday night, let us know.
Yeah, email Ray.
Email me, Ray at Bear Podcast. Let me know where's the hot places to go. So in Orlando.
There are bars there that are closed. There's this... Oh, I forgot the name of the bar. God. I remember Reverend Mike was telling us about it. The one in Orlando, there's this bear bar, this gay bar that closed already. I forgot the name.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Blue Moon?
Blue Moon?
Something like that. I think so. That's where one of the bear event runs were. Or something. I don't know. I can't remember.
.com. Ray at bearpodcast.com. Okay.
Well, I'm sure they figured that out. They don't need
Shut up, Wayne.
I was thinking it was like rayiseasy.com.
Ray is easy.
So, but no. Anyway.
Okay, so what else do we have? This coming weekend. So you're in Orlando, we'll be camping at Grosbeck, Texas. We always go to Rainbow Ranch. Okay, we always go to Rainbow Ranch, and we go to that's in Grosbeck, Texas. It's about a 3-hour drive from Houston, and we're gonna be there for the whole weekend. And a couple of friends of ours from Agents and Friends, and some from HAB from Houston Air Bears are gonna be there too. So.
Like Wayne.
Wayne's gonna go too, right, Wayne? Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne's going. Yeah. Hakeem's going.
Okay.
So
I'm excited about that. Probably take some videos there, some pictures, and maybe some, I don't know, some porn. No, we're not gonna take porn there.
Okay.
But what's funny? We're gonna bring our Nintendo Wii's. Well, I'm gonna bring mine. Well,
Wainard always takes his Wii with him and plays with it. So
yeah. So we're excited to play. Nintendo Wii and some video games there, whatever, at camping.
Apparently, since it's a whole bunch of Asians, should somebody take the Deal or No Deal game, because apparently that's big. At least it was at Dave & Buster's, so.
Deal or No Deal? Is there a portable game for that?
I don't know. I'm sure there is.
Okay.
But there was the video game at Dave & Buster's, and all the Asian folks were playing it, so.
Okay.
So maybe that's a new one y'all can get, so. Mm.
What did he say? Oh, Hakeem needs a carpool. Okay.
Okay.
We'll arrange that somehow. Okay, so what do we have? We have some announcements.
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to read this?
Am I going to read it?
I can read it. Okay, this is from Big Nug. All right. Big Nug sent us an email about his arrival here in Houston. There are changes, okay? So Friday, April 18th at 9 p.m., with a meet and greet before and after the show, so go to superfunland.com. And
that's the venue they're playing. It's called Super Happy Funland.
Sorry, superhappyfunland.com.
So, and the website is superhappyfunland.com.
Yeah. Okay, so the show was on Thursday, but due to an increase in demand, we have moved the show to Friday night in order to attract an even larger crowd. So please post this anywhere. So, yeah, we're talking about in the show. So if you guys are in Houston, you'll get to see Big Nug in where are they going to be? Tournament Square Pocket?
No, it's Super Happy Funland. That's the name of the place. Super Happy Funland.
I've never been there.
It's a warehouse type venue deal.
Okay.
So it's over. It's not far from here. So, I mean, it's like been in the Heights. So.
Mm-hmm.
And the directions and everything's on there. And it'd also be... was working on editing some of the stuff he sent me so I could get it posted on the HAB site. So probably by the middle of this coming week, all this will be posted at www.houstonairbears, so you can find it there too for Big Nug's Unity Tour. So So it sounds good. And Big Nug's a pretty cool guy, so we enjoyed the last time he was in town. So.
Okay. All right, are you ready to play this this pretty sad story?
Do we have to play the story? Can we just talk about it? Because
you don't want
to
hear it?
Well, I saw the video because somebody sent it out this week on the Louis group, and I was just like,
"Oh, okay."
I didn't even hear the story because I don't watch the news that much anymore. So,
I don't read. I read, but I don't watch the news anymore either. Anyway, so about the kid Larry from where is he?
It's California, I think, Southern California.
He's from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad that
it's Larry King. Well, not the Larry King, but the kid's name is Larry King. And he was murdered by another 15-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by another 15-year-old boy who he gave a Valentine's to for Valentine's Day. and Ellen DeGeneres spoke about it on her show. So it was a very sad deal that the other 15-year-old boy, Larry King, was killed. The guy, I think, stabbed him.
Mm-hmm.
And killed him. And now, not only is Larry King's family devastated, the other boy, I think his name was Brandon, his life is ruined because he's actually killed somebody now.
Yeah.
And Ellen was basically going on and said that it is so sad that in this day and age that the only another guy is so scared that he gets a Valentine card from another guy that he would have to kill somebody. That regardless of what happens, that the image of gay lifestyles is still such a negative in connotation and still a brunt of jokes on TV shows mm-hmm. and movies that it generates this fear of stuff, and it just adds more hate to, and more fire to the flame. So, and she was very upset about it, and she was saying, this is, the, you know, talking about, she said, I usually don't get very political on my show, but she was talking about, this is the year we make change. So do we want somebody that's going to go in and say that everybody in this country is equal, or do we go back to another 8 years of, because who someone decides to sleep with mm-hmm. is what judges how they're treated, which is not the basis which this country was founded. It was based on everybody equal. So she said, if this doesn't get you registered and get you voting, then nothing will. So.
What is it? Oh, I want to zoom in. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. It's pretty sad. I just saw it also on Ellen DeGeneres show. Ellen show, yeah. Because during lunchtime, we watched it on TV during lunch, so I got to see that, and it's pretty sad. Okay. And this is the only place I learned about it, and people, it's all over YouTube right now. I'm actually was about to play it, but probably not.
Yeah. We can play it at the end. That way somebody can just watch it at the end of it. You can bring it up. Because all that beer here now is the audio, so.
Yeah. Probably we'll play it in the end or something, yeah.
We'll stick on the end. And it's very touching, so, you know, it's very sad. And, you know, I'm glad Ellen's out there doing her bit, so.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen. I hope she's listening to the show.
Yeah, yeah. She's a regular listener, so.
Yeah, she's a regular listener. Ellen.
Talking about, you know, honestly, you know, now that we've kind of talked about that sad part, I don't know. I guess because I've been living in a vacuum the last couple of months, working all the time, I missed out on the whole Sarah Silverman gag with Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah.
With I'm fucking Matt Damon.
I'm fucking Matt Damon.
On the floor, on the bar.
In fact, yeah, that's right. That's right. He did, Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, see, that's what I'm getting ready to talk about.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So I got to see the Jimmy Kimmel. I'm fucking
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, and I was like, "Sweet!" So it was very. If you have not seen it, go to YouTube and type in "I'm fucking Ben Affleck." And it is hilarious. It's like apparently you could tell the writer's strike was on because nobody had anything to do, so they said, "Oh, let's make this gag film thing for Jimmy." So
and he's so I guess Jimmy Kimmel really had that, or maybe the writers or the producers, they had this. A whole choir of
well, it was kind of like We Are the World.
We Are the World.
The whole thing.
It's all about fucking Ben Affleck.
Yeah, so with the whole group there, and everybody was like just singing, and Cameron Diaz was in it, and
Cameron Diaz,
Huey Lewis,
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. So, I mean, it was. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube.
Orlando Eagle.
He's talking about bars in Orlando. He doesn't know.
Oh, okay. I thought there's somebody else.
So anyway, so if you haven't seen it, go see it. I thought both videos are very funny. So, and it's good that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck have a good history together, and they're masculine enough that they can joke about certain stuff and not worry about what the repercussions are. So
yeah, which is awesome. So. I think Jimmy Kimmel is cute.
Yeah, I'll take Ben Affleck.
You take Ben Affleck?
And, of course, my man, Brad Pitt, is in the thing, too. So.
Where is he?
He's the UPS delivery guy.
Oh, that's right.
Delivery guy. Uh-huh. So, And then Harrison Ford was in it. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was all. It was very cute.
It's a big. It's an all star cast, really.
Yeah. It's bigger than the fat kid with the lightsaber.
How about Roy? Does he like? Which one do you like, Roy?
Oh, he's trying to watch it now. So.
He's trying to watch it. Okay. He's gonna watch
it.
He's
got
his iPhone.
Yes. So.
Okay. Well, speaking of iPhone, check out bearpodcast.com/iPhone. You see the iPhone version of Bear Podcast. Oh, yeah, there you go. iPhone. Can you play it there?
No.
Are you using the network? If you're using the network, we'll be lagging the video.
No.
Okay, so we're running on 23 minutes right now, or probably 24, 25.
So
okay, so...
Hi, John. I just sent you a text. Love you. Miss you.
Mike, are you watching? Love you.
Hi.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up because...
Wouldn't you have anything else? That
would it? That's pretty much it. Actually, very soon, episode 190, we're going to have Woobie Bear Music. Greg. So, Greg from Woobie Bear Music, I'd say. It's hard to say it.
Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Whippin' Bear! Whippin' Bear! No, sorry.
Woobie Bear Music. So, most of his CDs for Bear Tracks and everything are coming out, has been coming out. I think there are Bear Tracks 4 right now. So we're going to have him on the show. We'll talk about Bear Tracks and Woobie Bear Music, how it all started. And it's actually a compilation of many, many, many artists. He's got dozens of artists playing in his tracks, plus some music for some of his work, I think. So yeah, we'll find out more. Episode 190. So check that out, guys. Okay, so I guess that's it. We're going to wrap this up. Thanks, Wayne, for testing this out with us.
Yes, thanks, Wayne, for being there. And who was that in Dallas that was making fun?
Oh yeah, from Josh.
Josh.
Josh from Dallas. I think we'll see you at TBRU along with Bruce. So yeah, shout out Josh. And who else? That's about it for now. Probably next week. Probably do this again next week, something like that. No wait.
I'll be gone next weekend.
Oh, that's right. Damn.
But I'll be back Monday. And I don't have school Monday night because it's spring break.
Oh, that's right.
So
Monday, Tuesday, something like that.
Yeah, maybe we can do it Monday and we can get some time to set it up a little bit better. So
okay.
Give us some better lighting because Wayne said the lighting's all wrong.
Wayne, you better fix our lights, okay?
Actually, that's the next purchase. I got the software and the camera and now it's a light kit. So
maybe I should buy the lights next time, something like that. So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we just got to figure out something. We just need to set up somewhere.
Well, actually, we're going to stop recording, but we're going to keep on videoing. We can hang out just a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just to maybe some orgy before can join us. We'll append this.
Well, we can put this in.
Yeah, I'll put this in. Okay. All right, we have a story to tell.
Newsflash! Newsflash! Live from the Fox News desk.
Okay. You should remember this. We were at Tony's Corner Pocket.
For the beer bust.
For the beer bust. Sunday beer bust. And something smoking in the...
Smoking, baby. We ain't talking about 420 smoking either.
Yeah, in the parking lot. It was a car on fire. It was smoking and everything. I took videos of it. It turned out it's the bartender's car. The bartender was supposed to work after the shift that... the beer bus is going to happen, so.
Yeah. So, Chuck, the hot muscle bartender that works at Tony's, man, our hearts go out to you, man, because I know it's tough for something like that to happen. But he got there, and all of a sudden, I was like, hey, that car is smoking. And he come out, and it's like, it was smoking. So, I guess there's an oil fire or something, which is very common in cars, I guess, that they catch on fire. But
too common.
you see cars. I see cars all the time on the side of the road on fire, smoking or whatever, but. One sitting there in the parking lot like that close. I mean, it was pretty intense. But yeah. It was very interesting. But everybody started running out and moving their cars stuff.
I was two cars away from the flaming car, and I had to move it about 500 yards from it. But I was expecting it to explode. I was expecting,
it's
Hollywood.
It's not a movie.
Hollywood explosion.
The gas tanks in cars are not built to explode anymore. They have a wire mesh in them that's supposed to keep that from happening.
Oh, okay. Like that's no fun.
So, but it was pretty intense. The fireman showed up and I was like, In fact, I was texting John. I said, "You picked the wrong weekend to go to New York because the fire truck just pulled up, and of course they're all in full gear, so we couldn't see what any of them looked like."
But some of them took off their helmet, and some of them were hot.
See, it was too dark by that time, and I couldn't see anything.
So. I took pictures and videos.
Well, we got to post them. So.
Well, it's pretty dark, so probably. Anyway, that's the update.
Yeah, so if anybody's got a good hookup or line on our car for Chuck, so I know it's going to be tough for him getting back and forth to work. So I know it's tough to lose something like that. So especially just like that out of the blue, you know, you go to work and come into work and think everything's going to be fine, and 5 minutes later your car is on fire and you have all the queens running around screaming like, "Oh my God! Oh my God!
I was there, you know, walking around, running around with the camera. Of course, I had to use my camera. Walking around, running around, just taking videos of the flame. Well, it's first all smoke, and then it's all fire.
You might want to take those and burn them to death so you can give them to Chuck.
Oh, that's right.
Because he might be able to use it for insurance. I don't know what kind of insurance. I hope he had full coverage. If not, he's kind of screwed. But you can give it to nothing and say, "Oh, hey, we took these, and if you need them for insurance purposes."
But so. If I do that, and, you know, and they forward the audio or the video, you'll be hearing the fireman came and the video was there, was taking videos. They would be, what is that? Oh, they would hear the comments like, you know, "Oh, that guy's hot. You know,
well, that's
the fireman is hot."
Well, hello.
"That guy's hot." Well, the car is flaming.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Not to mention the flamers that were on the patio.
Uh-huh. So. Lots of them.
So anyway, that was our exciting news breaking moment for the night. Now we'll take back to our regularly scheduled podcast. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'm kidding. All right, guys. If you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
And you can call the voicemail line 206-222-BEAR.
Or
206-222-2327. There.
I have to think about it. Let's only keep it. So.
Okay, so guys, also go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. You can friend us there. You can, actually, when you go to that site, you can it will play the latest show. So watch out for that. And stay tuned. Thank you to Planet Bears and Tube Bear for making this live cast video thing working.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, Forrest and Nicola. Nicola!
Ricola!
Ricola.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Ricola. Nicola. Nicola is helping us out. So thank you, Nicola.
And Forrest. No, sorry. I'm sure you
and
do that all the time.
Forrest, thank you very much. Okay, so what else? Anything else? That's about it.
Thank you for Ferrari for being an audience tonight.
Yeah, yay, thank you.
Okay. Take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off.
Now. Take your clothes off.
Okay. Oh, show yourself. Come on, show yourself. Oh my God. Ooh.
That's it.
All right, bye guys.
See you in Orlando.
See you in Orlando. Good for you. I'm jealous now. Okay, bye. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.